So what, in addition to flow layout, another kind of layout is called border layout. And actually, I find this kind of layout quite handy. It has five cells called north, south, east, and west, the four on the borders, and the fifth one is called center, and it's in the middle. So when you use the add method to add components to something which is under a border layout, you, in addition to saying what you're going to add, you give a string which says which area of the border layout to put it in. So for example, if you say add north, a text field with some title, it would put it up at the top, and it would take as much space, it would make a bar kind of, or take as much space at the top as it needed to fit whichever component you said to put there. Then if you wanted to put something on the bottom, you could say add to south and put some other text field. Usually people put status messages and things in the south part of their window. You can also add things to east and west border. It'll take up however much space you want. If you leave any of these out, it's fine. It just doesn't take up any space for that particular part of the border. Then whatever space is left over is given to the center panel. So if you have something big that you want to appear either next to something small or above or below something small, this is a good way to do it, because the small thing can be put in a border panel or a border part, and it will only take up as much space as it needs, and then all the rest of it will be devoted to your big thing, which you should add to the center. And of course, if you create a new frame, this is the layout that will be used to create the borders that usually appear on a frame.